President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act 4 years ago. It is still being implemented, and last month, a change in the Medicare system took effect that is fining hospitals the reimbursement money they get back for their services if certain patients are readmitted to a hospital within a 30-day period of their initial admission. Stephen O'Connell has more.
The Medicare Readmissions Reduction Program penalizes hospitals for three common causes of admission: congestive heart failure, pneumonia, and heart attacks. Congestive heart failure and pneumonia are the number one and number two reasons for admission and readmission in the country, respectively. Vice President of Financial Services at Wayne Memorial Hospital, Rebecca Craig.
Medicare recognized over many years that about 20% of all Medicare patients were readmitted to hospitals within 30 days. And so the thought was, if one in five Medicare admissions is a readmission, that the Medicare program could save money, and I'm sure their hope is that Medicare patients would get better treatment if Medicare could figure out a way to incentivize hospitals to try to minimize the number of patients that were readmitted within 30 days.
Hospitals and state entities in Eastern North Carolina are developing methods to improve the quality of care both in the hospital and out of the hospital. Education programs, state collaborations, and telehealth systems are some of the ways in which hospitals are trying to do that. The North Carolina Hospital Association, whose main mission is to advocate, educate, and lobby for hospitals, is helping. Vice President for Public Relations at the Hospital Association, Don Dalton, says that through initiatives such as Community Care of North Carolina, doctors are becoming leaders in improving healthcare practices.
The community care networks are made up of physicians, and so that makes them kind of the ideal people to be the lead in a regional context for this type of work.
When a Medicare patient goes into the hospital, Medicare gives the hospital a set payment for that specific diagnosis. Very often, hospitals' costs for treatment exceed the Medicare reimbursements. Through the Medicare Readmissions Reduction Program, hospitals may be encouraged to not make unnecessary diagnoses.
One of the things in our field that's been pointed out many, many times over the last 20 years is the variation of care, not only in hospitals but outside of hospitals, and that by standardizing care and learning what best practices are, we will not only reduce readmissions, but we would also have a tool to use to bring the cost of care down.
Vidant Medical Center in Greenville works in conjunction with ECU School of Medicine. According to the Hospital Compare website, Vidant has the same readmission rate as the national average. Physician at Vidant Medical Center and Assistant Professor of Cardiovascular Sciences at East Carolina University, Dr. John Cahill, treats chronic diseases like congestive heart failure.
We're proposing to set up chronic heart failure management programs throughout the entirety of the eastern half of the state, aided by the network, the Vidant network, so that we're really putting in place the protocols for heart failure management and facilitating local providers in providing high quality heart failure management locally and near where patients live.
Cahill says the heart management programs will help standardize care.
The support program is really to halt the progression of the disease or to try to reverse the progression of the disease with a combination of medication, potentially advanced therapies, and a great deal of education for the patient.
When asked about complications in developing standards of care, Dr. Cahill said access to patients was the biggest hurdle. Most of the programs for hospitals we talked to were centered on the idea of creating communication networks that can reach longer distances with more cost-effective results. Catherine Barmer is Outreach Services Coordinator at Carteret General Hospital in Morehead City. Carteret General also has the same readmission rates as the national average. To help lower the rates of readmission for their patients, Barmer has been using telehealth technology to monitor heart patients on a day-to-day basis.
The biggest obstacle is when you have to have that conversation with the patient that you're ready to be discharged from the program. because they don't, you know, they don't want to give it up. I think it's that sense of security that there's someone there and watching you. And so I think from a patient satisfaction standpoint, it's been also very successful.
Carteret General's outreach program began in April. One of the first customers for the telehealth machine was Peter Flood. Flood had been into the hospital 3 times within a short period, and at the end of his 3rd visit, the staff asked him if he'd want to try a new at-home system. Flood left that day with the monitor and instructions.
If you answer the question, are you having trouble breathing, or do you feel a little bloated, or are you having problems urinating or anything, have you taken your medicine, are you out of it? It's instantaneous almost. Within 10 minutes or 15 minutes, someone's calling you on the phone and saying, what kind of problem are you having? You know, and then advising you to call your doctor, you know, immediately.
Over the 5 months he used the machine, Flood learned how to closely monitor his body functions and how to better communicate with his physician.
I've learned that it is important to take your medications when you're supposed to take them and at the rate you're supposed and not skip any medications, which, you know, sometimes you have a tendency to do that. As I said, the machine list, did you take all of your medications today? And if not, which ones did you, you know, and if you say no, they're going to call and ask you why you didn't take it.
Flood was on the program for the past 6 months. He finished just weeks ago. He says he wishes he could have kept the machine, but understands how it worked and how to behave as if he still has the assurance of the healthcare team at his fingertips. Catherine Barmer hopes to find more patients like Flood that can learn to act independently with the help of the machine. Along with the Medicare Readmissions Reduction Program, another Medicare program took effect on October 20th called the Hospital Value-Based Purchasing Program. Through a payment system, the program rewards hospitals that score high in 2 areas of care, improvement of clinical procedures and the patient experience. Stephen O'Connell, Public Radio East.